Now?
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, it looks as though Lum is forced to let the war bond contest to elect him a wife continue. Its success and the congratulatory telegram which Lum received make it pretty difficult for him to do otherwise. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum just entering Squire Skimp's real estate and insurance office.
Well, come in, Lum. Come in. That walk right in. Have a chair. Have a chair, Lum.
Much obliged, Squire.
This is an unexpected pleasure, Lum. You haven't been in my office in quite a while.
No, I guess I ain't, have
I? Well, it's good to see you. I wish you'd drop in more often. I enjoy chatting with you. Pardon me, Lum. Just let me rubber stamp a couple of documents here, and I'll be right with you.
Yeah, go right ahead, Squire. Don't let me interrupt nothing.
No. You're not interrupting, no, sir. These are just routine letters. One to Henry Kaiser. He wants some advice on a little building project. And the other with Mr. Rommel here.
Mr. Rommel?
Yes, I had to straighten out a couple of income tax matters for him. Well, that gets that. Now, what's on your mind, Lum? Are you in the market for a little real estate?
No, nothing like that.
I thought maybe that you'd like a choice building lot now that you're about to give up bachelorhood and plunge into matrimony.
That's what I want to talk to you about right there.
By the way, Lum, you really should have some more insurance now, too. Added responsibilities and all, you know.
Yeah, but I ain't adding no responsibilities.
Oh, yes, you are, Lum, too. There's no getting away from it. Especially if Mrs. Abernathy wins your hand, Lum. All those children of hers deserve a respectable education and training. Now, Lum, I have an educational endowment policy.
Why,
here.
I ain't marrying neither one of them women, so I don't need no more insurance.
You're not getting married?
No, sir, I ain't. That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, I see, yes. Lum, while you're here, I do want to point out to you the features of a new policy that we're putting out now.
Listen, Squire, all right,
there's no obligation on your part at all, Lum. I just know that this will appeal to an astute businessman like yourself. It is, without a doubt, Lum, the finest thing on the market, bar none.
Well, that sounds good, Squire,
but... It's a brand new health and accident policy, Lum. Well, I'm carrying it myself, in fact. And I wish I could tell you how much peace of mind it affords me. No businessman should be without it, Lum. He owes it to himself.
Well, maybe some other
it
time...
It takes all the worry and uncertainty out of life. No longer do you fear those unavoidable accidents which lay you up and cut off your income, Lum.
Well, I don't think I'll be having no accidents, Squire.
Yes, that's exactly what T.J. Casper of Charles City, Iowa said to Lum.
Worst accident I can think of right now is getting married.
Well, Lum, there's other accidents ahead of you that you can't foresee, just like T.J. Casper. He didn't think he would have an accident, and 2 days later, a weather vane blew off of a neighbor's roof, striking T.J. on the head. He was in the hospital for 6 months, lost his job, his home. Now, just listen to what T.J. Casper writes. Where's that for?
Well, I ain't going to get around, no.
Yes, here we are, right here. T.J. Casper writes, Lum, says, I have learned my lesson. I would not think of being without your new low-cost, full-protection health and accident policy. It is a great comfort to me. Now, there's your proof right there, Lum.
Yeah, I reckon so.
And now, here's something else, too, Lum. The price on all this stuff went up the first of the month, but I can let you have it at the old low rate. Only $37 a year. Now, think of that, Lum.
Yeah, it sounds reasonable, all right.
Oh, it is.
But I ain't interested in no insurance.
Well,
right
you
now.
Shouldn't pass it up, Lum. You will never get it at that price again. $37 a year.
Well, I'll just have to do without it, I'm feared. Make that sacrifice.
Yeah, well, if you change your mind, Lum, the next day or two,
I'll let you know.
Yes.
Now, here's what I want to see you about, Squire. You know this war bond contest we're running?
Oh, yes, a very novel idea, too, Lum. I understand you're doing a big business with him.
Yeah, and that's sort of the trouble. You see, Abner started it.
Just a minute, Lum. Isn't that an out-of-town car stopping across the street there at the...
Yeah, it looks like it.
I wonder if they'd be interested in some real estate. I've got some listings.
Oh,
there.
Wait a minute. I know them.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, that's that batch of Sister Simpson's relays from Hatfield.
Oh, yes, yes.
More likely here just for a visit.
Yes, no doubt. Well, Cornelon, you say Abner started the contest?
Yeah, without my knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing caught on so fast and folks started buying so many bonds that I couldn't hardly call it off without making myself look kind of unpatriotic.
Yes, that's true indeed, yes.
And then yesterday I get a telegram from a Treasury Department fella congratulating me on studying up such a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
He said I'd get special mention for self-sacrificing myself that way.
Well?
I mean, for letting the public vote me a wife instead of picking her out myself.
Yes, yes. That places you in a rather unfortunate position then, doesn't it, Lum?
It's worse than that. I got to let this contest go on now. But I don't know what to do when it's over. I'll be dead blamed if I'll ever marry either Sister Simpson or the Widder Abernathy. I know that.
Yes, well, to be honest, Lum, I don't blame you a bit, not a bit. I wouldn't describe either one of those women as a perfect mate, no.
I don't know which way to turn. My brains are in a terminal.
Yes, well, I sympathize with you, too, Lum. I wouldn't care to be in your position.
Squire, have you got any ideas at all how I might get out of this mess? Legal?
Well, let's see now. There should be some way out of this, Lum. And we might try it. Well, I do know. There's another out-of-town car out there. Oh, no, they're driving on, though. Yes.
Oh, Oahu there. That's some of the Widder's relays. They drive up about once a year to visit with... Wait a minute.
What's the matter, Lum?
They ain't visiting.
Uh-huh.
Don't you see what's happening? The Widder and Sister Simpson's relays are all starting to come here to vote in the contest.
By George, I bet you that's exactly what's going on.
Well, this ain't no laughing matter, Squire.
No, I guess it isn't, Lum. I was merely amused at the limits to which those two women would go to get a husband. But there's one bright side to this, Lum. Every vote means another bond sold.
Yeah, I know that ought to cheer me up, but somehow I can't feel very happy about nothing right now. Squire, you just got to help me study up some way out of it.
Well, I will, Lum. I will. I'll do my best. Believe me, I will. I wouldn't let a friend of mine down in a predicament like this. No, sir. Not indeed. No, sir.
You see if you can't find a legal loophole big enough for me to sneak out of. I don't care if it's just a little bit, you know. I'll scramble through there some way.
Well, let's see. Of course, we'll have to proceed very carefully, Lum, and try to avoid getting involved in any litigation here.
Yeah, avoid that and everything else.
Now, as I see it...
Oh, my goodness, look out, Your Honor.
Yeah, what's that?
There goes a whole wagon load full of them.
But you mean that those are some old relatives there?
Why, sure, don't you recognize them? Them are Sister Simpson's kin folks from over by Posey Holler.
Well, I guess I never heard about them.
Oh,
I knew
sure
one.
You have. Sister Simpson's always claimed she wasn't related with them.
Hmm.
Figured it wasn't good enough for her.
Yeah.
But now that they can do her some good, she's more than likely changed her mind.
That's a nasty-looking dog that's fallen along behind the hind wheels of that wagon.
Ain't no worse than some of them folks, either.
Mm.
Hurry up, Squire. Think fast. Give me an idea quick before this thing gets to where I'll have to marry both of them women.
Well, I was just thinking, Lum, if we could only find a third contestant to throw in there now.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if we could enter some other woman in the contest and figure out some way for her to win, why, then you could marry her instead of the widow, Sister Simpson.
Yeah, but I don't know nobody else to marry.
Now, let's see.
And even if I did, she'd never in the world be able to catch up with the widow and Sister Simpson now. They got too many votes already.
Yes, that's right. I'm afraid that's true, Lum.
No, I ain't got enough money to buy that many bonds.
No.
Of course, now, if this other woman had a batch of relays, a lot of rich kinfolks.
Well, I do know. There's another wagon full of people, Lum. They look like they're from back in the mountains, too.
Yeah, I know that's exactly where they come from.
They
have. Yeah, them some of the Widder's kinfolks.
I'm afraid this is getting a trifle involved, Lum. Well, I do know. Is that an old smooth-bore rifle that one of those men are carrying there?
Well, I can't tell from here, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Yeah, perhaps they just did a little squirrel hunting on the way to town.
I hope they're all through hunting now. Hey, Granny Squire, we got to do something. Look up some stuff in your law books.
Well, I don't believe the law books will help us much, Lum. I doubt if there's any cases on record that quite equal this one of yours there.
Well, let's look in them anyway.
No, I think our best plan, Lum, is to find a wealthy third party. One who is also very intent upon securing a husband at all costs. Now, we probably won't find a glamour girl, Lum, but at least she'll have money, and that's the main thing, to buy enough bonds to get ahead in this contest. That's what you're interested in.
There ought to be some other way out of this.
No, that's a good idea right there, Lum. That's the best one I know of.
Somehow I feel that idea is, well, it's sort of like that old Eddard saying of mine. It's like jumping out of the frying pan right back into it.
Yes, well, of course, Lum, in a Wait just a minute. I believe that's my phone. Pardon me just a second.
You're right here, sir.
Square Deal Insurance and Real Estate Company, M.K. Skimp speaking. Oh, yes. What is it, Abner? What's that? The ore. Well, I do know. Yes. Yes, that's bad. Well, all right. I'll tell him, Abner. Yes, I'll tell him. Goodbye.
What's Abner on?
Lum, I think you better get back to the store. It seems that our friends are digging in.
Digging in?
Well, yes, they're going to camp in that vacant lot next to the store, Abner.
Oh,
Dad.
My goodness.
They say that they're going to see that the contest is run fair and square, and they're planning to stay for the wedding.
Oh, my.
And right now, they want to meet you, Lum, and look over the future bridegroom, so I guess you better get back over at the store.
Oh, yeah, I reckon I better. Say, Squire, before I go, I want to ask you one thing.
Yes, Lum, yes.
What did you say the price of that accident insurance policy was?
Wild animal.
Ah, shut up.
That killed that saint who was my wife.
You killed her.
All right, Joe, that's all.
That's all?
You mean I can go?
Just be available for questioning in case you need it.
He's walking out. You can't do that, Lieutenant. He's the killer. Don't let him get away with it. You can't.
That ring is Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.